Angus was very keen to talk to all of you. Questions in the room first, and then we'll jump to Zoom because I'm sure there's a couple of people on the East Coast that want to talk to you. Charlie, you want to kick us off first?
And you guys have been playing a certain brand of football all of the season. Start of the year, the ball wasn't necessarily going in. It feels like recently it's starting to click a little bit more, right?
Yeah, for sure. We've said from day one, you know, it's not going to happen right away. We have to stay patient, resilient. And I think that's what's happening now. You know, we're getting in right areas, we're getting numbers in the box, and we're being more clinical with our chances. So, most definitely, yeah.
The way that you guys kind of move the ball, it seemed to kind of set up for you in similar spots to that at the top of the box a few times. You always fancy yourself in there, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just about confidence at the top of the box, whether that's slipping guys in for their shot or you know, taking the chances by myself. But yeah, the brand of football that we play is to get numbers in and around the box and, you know, finish our chances.
Any other questions in the room for Robin?
Well, you're back in Toronto and maybe there's family out there watching you. How about this year, like, you have Patrice from Vaughan coming in and bringing another coach and three players in, and you're secretly thinking, yeah, more Toronto guys, like they know me or I can relate to them, talk about local stuff. Does that feel better to have some folks from your own hometown playing for you, with you now?
Yeah, I mean, it's always nice to have guys that I've kind of grew up with and played against my whole life and my youth career, but I think at the end of the day, when you join a team, it's, you know, you all have the same goal no matter where you're from.
Yep.
But yeah, it's definitely nice to have some guys from the hometown there, but you know, you have guys from France, from everywhere, and we've clicked since day one. So yeah, honestly, I never really thought about it like that. But yeah.
Okay. Any other questions in room, Alex?
And obviously, the last few games you really hit your stride. Patrice was mentioning over the weekend how there was a stretch a couple weeks ago. You didn't start a couple of games, came off the bench. What kind of did you take away from that stretch to get where you are now?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just about being patient. You know, at the beginning of the year, I feel like I was fading out of games, in and out of actions, you know, not doing enough for the team to get results. And obviously that makes sense because, you know, we hadn't won in so many games. But I think Patrice and the coaching staff have stuck by me. You know, they put their trust in me. They said, you know, just because you're not starting doesn't mean you're not valuable to the team. And that goes for everyone. I mean, I feel like our subs the past, you know, 5-6 games have been amazing. So I think that just speaks that not just 11 guys are important, you know, the whole 18 or even the, you know, past the 18 is everyone's important. So yeah, I think it's just about keeping that mentality and just working hard every day.
Any other questions in the room? Okay, great. Aiden, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Strange. It seems like both teams were adjusting a few times. You guys have to fight back to get in both times. Maybe talk us through sort of the way that played out.
Yeah, I mean, anytime this is for us, one of the few times we've had a midweek game. So I think the first thing was for us to test our legs to see what kind of range we have in regards of pressing, getting behind them. And we felt like the game we previously played was like a maze. It's a game I'll never be able to explain, but you get those once a season. So we were just, call it a necessary jabs given in order to find out when can we open up for uppercuts. And I felt like we lacked a little bit of energy to stretch the game, which is what we got out of the past two games. And then the game eventually got going. And frankly, I think the first goal was like in our sense of tactical, that's a terrible goal off a cross to cross to a back header to score, but it got us some life. It got our guys going. So I thought it was very entertaining, and I was really proud of our guys. I don't know if often in this league you go down twice and come back, and I still ask myself this question, did we gain a point or lose two? So maybe I'll have a better answer tomorrow morning.
And just about the way that you guys still kind of move the ball in this game, you've been quite committed to playing a certain way most of the year, but the ball is going in a little bit more now the past couple of weeks. Just can you speak a little bit about the way that you guys kind of split lines and move the ball quickly and find those spaces?
Yeah, I think the big thing is with our guys, when we talk about this infatuation of our philosophy, what it does is that the focal point of everything is the ball. But what we need to remember, the focal point is the goal. So then all of a sudden you were finding in the first 5-6 games, you had 7-8 guys near a ball, and the back four of the opposition is just standing and, you know, waving at us, saying, hey, do you guys want to come play with us? So I think we started to figure things out. And I continue to say, you got to fix from your half, then get the next 20, 30, and then fix the final 20. Whereas a lot of people think you fix the first 20, but if you get that right, you don't fix everything else. It's like a building that doesn't have the foundation necessary. So I still think we could have one more two. You know, Massa's shot that got blocked, Callum's, Geraldo's that are one-on-one with goalie, Thiago had a one-on-one with the goalie. So, you know, we continue to work on it, but we've really worked on playing and then having one or two guys release and stretching. But I also think, Charlie, the personnel is really important. So we have really found out Thiago is a guy that runs his socks off. And then now Theo is adjusted and coming in and playing back to goal, but also going. So the energy is what's really helped us in that final 30.
Thank you.
Any other questions, Tom?
Knowing that, you know, York were making the long trip back and, you know, seeing some of the changes they had to make to the back line, when you bring on guys like Watson and Colum, is that with the idea in mind to try to tire them out and get the lead, I guess?
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, when Tass left at half, we felt like it's a sign of them starting to wear out, and now we need to go for it, right? I still think even at the 85th, when we tied, we wanted to win. We weren't happy with I've lost track of how many ties we have, but it's a lot of ties. So we were really going for it, and then, you know, we wanted to get Wesley and Fumpa in to even add more of an attack. So you could tell that they have injuries and they were fatigued, so we were going for it, and I think you could feel that they were suffocating and they were just kicking the ball away. So that was definitely part of the plan to play and let the game open up and put in some energy players.
Any other questions in the room for half of Robin?
Well, thinking the team you were on last year, Vaughn, like when you're the CPL team, you're limited to 23 players, and this year Vaughn has used 36 and only 9 games, and they were able to spare like about 12 for that millionaires tournament down south. Like, I'm sure you wish there was larger rosters, but how are you balancing that you only have so many guys to go through? The benches, we'll say, shorter.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, listen, the more guys you have, the more you can prep. But I actually think, given that it's my first goal with this team, each individual player needs far more attention. Now, with Vaughn, when you have 36 guys, we only train 3-4 days a week. Here, we're at it 7 days a week. But we have a lot of resources like strength and conditioning, full-time physio, a lot of different things to help with recovery. I think 23 is still too low, but I think 36 is way too high. So I think give it 25, 26. But there's things happening with young players and development that help. So I'm okay with it. And again, you could see a guy like Fumpa, who hasn't played the first 10 games, now getting in. I thought against Calgary, those 10 minutes was fantastic. So some of our guys are taking longer to adjust to our system, and some guys a lot less. So let's talk about Mass. Massimo Farron adjusted real quick, scored right away, but now he's trying to push further, whereas other guys, like Aiden Daniels, had to adjust, and now flying.
Yep.
Any other questions in the room? Robin,
I don't know, just that you brought with you the fellow coach, head of the women's team for Vaughn, and then you brought in three Vaughn players that they fit in because they know you so well. I guess how appropriate was it that you knew what these three guys could do right away before you even saw the rest of the team?
Yeah, I think for sure the quality they bring, and for me to have a reference point that I know there's certain jobs we need to do that they could do was really important. But more important was for them to talk about the culture I'm trying to build. So something happening when the rest of the team's like, well, what's going on? They're like, hey, he's just that crazy and that's just how he is. We've known him for 10 years. So it gives a real idea about this is what we were used to, this is what we went through, and they could talk about their up and downs, and they could talk about, for me, I really believe that one of my strengths is being a builder. I support players through thin and thick, but I continue to ask them to do more. And I think for our boys to hear that from those three boys, it's important because we talk about coaches, we talk about tactics, we talk about X's and O's, but I think one of the most important things is about trust. You know, if a player doesn't trust the coach and vice versa, you don't want to have a relationship, and this is about relationships.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Take care.
Take care.